So we talked about the spring of 2007 already when we were up in May. If you can sort of, from what you can recollect now, just go through how the rest of the ice season panned out, you know, until the summer, and then how the ice came back in fall, sort of from a summary perspective compared to previous years, say, or I mean, I think one of the things we're interested in is did the ice leave earlier, or I recall you mentioned earlier about, you know, how easy or difficult it is to get access to ice with, you know, with walrus on there. So any
I think it did leave earlier, and people were really keeping an eye out for the pack ice moving from the south now, because it's going by really quickly. Its currents were really strong by early mid-May. Like it usually is, current really picks up once the ice really starts melting and moving. So there are some pictures here I took in May, but not these walrus pictures. But the ice went by really quickly, and some of the hunters said, you know, they had to go kind of a bit further than usual to chase it north when they see pack ice going by. Get in your boat and chase it north, get up to it, and hunt down it for a while and come home.
So are there areas where you do find ice hanging out longer north of here?
Comes down kind of towards the Russian coast area. Or north of the Diamonds. Hangs around longer up here towards Shishmaref. And after all the shore ice broke off and drifted away, maybe a week later, a little bit of it came back with a north wind. But not a whole lot. And sometimes in the past, after the shore ice broke off, and then it all drifted north, and we got a big north wind, a lot of ice would come back. But last spring, when we had a strong northerly wind, after breakup, there wasn't a whole lot of ice that came back, and the ice that came back was small, rotting. Not very good for hunting. I mean, because there's not many shells around that type of ice. This fall we started a lot of slush. Just mainly slush. Not too much young ice or new ice, or pancake ice. And the slush booms kind of formed several times. You know, you build up with them from the wave action. And in a way you can wash the slush sperm away and then build it back up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's really all we saw until the ice came in from the southwest, and the frozen place.
Mm-hmm. So that was basically when, so this ice, the stable ice out there now formed when that ice came in from the southwest.
Yeah. Before that, no, the slush had been kind of coming and going.
So what determines whether you get slush or more young and pancake ice? Is that something in the weather or based on your experience?
Temperatures, I think, have a lot to do with it. You can kind of tell by how much frost smoke there was, too. There wasn't a lot of frost smoke until it really started getting colder. Zero.
And then the land fast ice that's out there now, the short fast ice, is that stable already for people to go out on?
Yeah, stable.
There's that big, I guess we can even see it from here, that big ridge out there. Do you know when that formed?
It was sometimes last month, maybe mid-January, around the 20th or so.
Just in late January when people started to go out on the land fast ice.
Are you asking about the timing? Or?
Well, I'm asking when people considered it stable enough to go out onto the ice.
As long as it's thick enough to walk on and there's ridges out there, kind of anchored in place to break off and drift away. Usually that's what they look for, is the bridge is building right along the edge of the short fast ice or anchorage in place. And then that, they don't go too far out yet. While the ridges are forming, they're usually just that way from the beach when they make their fishing holes.
So how would you, I mean, right now if you look out, that's already enough ridging to be safe, you would say. And is there any way, I mean, is there sort of a, how do you tell? I mean, I always wonder about that, because in Barrow, it's often quite tricky to, I mean, some ridges that are big enough, for sure they're ground, and you can see it with the dirt and stuff, but then with a lot of them, you're never sure whether they're grounded or not. I mean, is there a way to tell here at all? Or?
Yeah, there is, in a way. The ridges are really small ones. That's where ice first forms. Maybe, 5-6 feet high. And then when they get twice as high or so, I guess that's, start thinking it might be safer. I think people nowadays are experienced as they used to be in the past. Hardly anybody goes out there to hunt seals nowadays in the middle of winter like they used to. Maybe lack of experience nowadays is one thing that keeps people from, or prevents people from using the ice as much as they used to long ago.
And do you think it's sufficient? I mean, how, you really have to be out there to sort of watch things as they happen to be able to tell. But then this, I mean, would you say that this past fall has been kind of like the other previous falls, or was it very different from the way freeze-up came?
I think it's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Timing was pretty close to me, pretty much the way it's been the past 3 or 4 years or so.
So with ice like this, is there any way that a mixture of wind and currents could destabilize this and have it break away?
Yeah, it's possible.
I know in Barrow I've heard them talk about how if you have an onshore wind that it raises the sea level and can uplift the ice, break the ice.
Yeah.
And similarly, with an offshore wind, you can have a lowering of the sea level, which can also crack the ice.
That same thing happens here. You can really notice. You have a southerly wind, tide, and the water level rises, and like there's seepage right along the beach. So ice lifts up and then the water seeps in. And then when we have a northeasterly wind like today, you might see the ice lower. The people who do spear fishing must probably notice. They say it's too shallow.
Because I think last, not this winter, but the previous winter, you were saying that there was a bit of a push first with the high tide, where the ice came up on shore a bit.
It wasn't really that dramatic because it was mostly thin new ice and slush. It wasn't like a thicker, sure, fast ice moving up.
Has it ever happened that ice has come up quite a ways on top
of the shore? Yeah. Maybe last time was in 2004. In January. January or February, maybe late January. Tide really came up and then moved the shore ice up, maybe 20, 30 feet.
But there's never been any damage to any of the houses or anything. And snow-wise, is this winter pretty much average or more or less snow than normal?
About average snow. It was a little slow in coming. It took a while to accumulate, but it's about average for this time of year. There's quite a bit of clear ice all over for a while. We did get some rain, wet weather.
Oh, okay.
During the early winter.
And that rain, I mean, that's not unusual, though, or you've had that in the past, or...
Yeah, not unusual.
So what would be, from your perspective, what would be the best, the best ice year? What would that look like? That really provides you with ideal conditions for hunting or traveling. I mean, when would the ice form? How would it set up? When would it go out?
Probably having it pack ice starting to show up maybe in October, to late October, we could see some of the pack ice coming in from the north with the seals, and then the surface ice freezing in place by November, maybe late November, freezing in place, being solidly frozen by December. That'll probably give people more time to do ice fishing if the surface ice frozen earlier. Earlier. And then having break up late May, early June. Wait until the short ice has broken off, because it's easier to haul the meat in to shore rather than having to unload it at the edge of the shore fast ice. Hauling it up by snowmobile.
And people put in, the ideal spot to put the boats in is where it was last year, right off town here, or is there a better, how do you pick the spot where you actually haul out the boats, while the shore ice is still stable? Is that just closest by?
Yeah. Look for a spot where we don't have to do much trail making or busting down the pressure ridges, and a good flat spot near the edge of the shore fast ice where we could pull up a whale or other animals and build a ramp into the to lead. Usually that's one main thing we look for is a good flat area that we could pull a well up on, if we get one. That's usually one of the prerequisites for a good launch area. Mm-hmm. And then behind that, some ridges where we can store the boats near, you know, ridges that are anchored so the boat can be secure. But, you know, if the ice happens to break up, you know, that ridge, an anchored ridge would help protect the boat.
And the ice usually is thick enough to be able to haul whales on shore?
Some places it isn't. Some places there might be a lot of not very thick new ice. You kind of need thick first-year ice or a multi-year ice shelf to support the weight of one whale. That's another thing we look for, is ice that's white, thick and flat.
Have you had any multi-year ice in the shore fast ice in recent years here?
Not a whole lot. Trey and Pete were talking about that when Eagle was here. How they used to see that blue ice out there on the shore fast ice where you can get some of it for drinking water.
So that was possible on our, doing that on a regular basis earlier.
Pretty regular. Maybe not every year, but when I was a kid, every now and then we'd see those, that kind of ice out here, look blue. Different. People would go out there and cut some of it off.
You were mentioned that somebody said that you used to have another trail out to sort of a different spot for whaling or something. Do you recall talking to him about that when he was here?
Sometimes we have one up here below the airport or runway or that navigation light up there.
Oh, okay.
We do like to have for the up here, because there's less noise, no machines, etc., planes.
Certain winds. I know there are, but is there a different wind that you prefer early in the winter as opposed to later in the year? That would be the ideal conditions for ice formation and hunting.
Look for favorable wind conditions for forming leads mainly, and not as much as formation of the shore ice. But wind that leads, no, north wind. Maybe a little bit of a northeasterly, mainly a northerly wind. No, keep the lead open right out here in front of the village. I think that's mainly the type of wind we are.
You mentioned this year is a southwest wind. It brought in the, the shore fast ice. Is that the process that usually?
No, usually it moves south with northerly winds, and then and just creeps along that shore here, and then sometimes there's some flow birds or ice floes on it. Come from up north, and usually the way that shore ice forms, you know, it's just it carries slush, new ice. Some of the floe bergs get grounded out here, and then the new ice forms between the beach and those floe bergs. Usually that seems to be how it would form in the past. Gradually from the beach to the pressure ridge. Or sometimes some new ice and ice flows. They kind of start freezing in place when they're at the shore before the pressure ridges start forming. As long as it's kind of frozen in place, then the ridges can start forming out there. Otherwise, it just the wind moves and breaks up or moves out the ice pretty easily.
And that's what happened this year. With the slush, it just kept going out.
Yeah, I kept thinking, well, maybe this time the ice, well, sure ice will freeze in place, but then next morning it'll be all gone.
That'll likely show up pretty good in our webcam. You can animate the webcam photos to see like a movie of the year. Interesting to see if you can see that slush come in and keep going out. You haven't seen that for this year. I mean, it was just last year that you had the animations.
Yeah, but it's interesting to sort of going through your notes, you know, how there's this really long period where ice forms and then, as you say, it goes out again. New ice comes back in. Sometimes it's slush. Sometimes, sort of young ice. Just that transition period is quite long. But would people still go out with a boat in between? Like, let's say you have some ice forming, and then that ice goes out again. Would people go out with a boat still to hunt?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because in Barrow, from what I understand, as soon as the first time that ice forms, I don't know, when, like sometime in late October now or early November, when, even if it's just a bit of slush, that pretty much shuts down everything. Even though now in Barrow it takes until like this year, for instance. You were up there, when was that? Middle of December?
Yeah, it was like December 12th.
And there wasn't any shore fast ice at Barrow yet, right?
No, there's some young ice all along the coast, but it was just floating around, and it wasn't even touching the beach in most places. And there's absolutely no ridges anywhere, except north of the point, on the Beaufort side, that there is some ice in there.
Maybe I think that already gives us a good idea of things. What I was going to do is sort of summarize some of this, and then I guess there's sort of several different things that we can work on. I mean, I'll send you this summary. I think I've already sent you the one for your observations, just as a Word file, but I don't quite remember. But I'll definitely do that again, and then I'll also send you what Joe Levitt had observed at Barrow, sort of written up like that as well. But we're starting to compile those from different sides. I mean, Igor is working with somebody in Gamble, Leonard Pangaluk. And so we're quite interested in putting together these different observations from these different locations and just seeing how sort of the different parts of the season vary as you go north or south. And so what I'd like to do is basically write a paper about that, linking some of the satellite information that we have with the observations on the ground, basically with you and Joe Levitt, and if we use Gamble, Leonard Apungaluk as well, and several others as co-authors. And so that would be something that would be great to discuss in October as well, when you come over to Fairbanks. But then, you know, Igor mentioned, I mean, if you want to write up any of this on your own, I think that would be great too, and I'd be happy to help in whatever form, but you know more about this than any of us do, so feel free to take the lead on that. I think that would be good.
I think one thing I didn't write in my notes that sent to you is comments from some people that once this surface ice goes in place, it took a long time to thicken. I mean, saying it is thin for a long time, not freezing, not thick, getting thicker very fast, because that's what some of the fishermen commented on, was some places it was pretty thin steel.
And this was when, roughly?
Maybe weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, one young man I was talking to, I don't know, mentioned that to me. He made several fishing holes. And he was saying the ice was, to his view, was pretty thin. And not growing thicker. Or getting thicker very slowly.
Well, we'll go to the same spots where we were last year, so we'll know what the what the thickness is, and we'll take the cores and look at those as well. That is interesting. So that person, when he went out, how do they make their holes?
With a dook chipper.
Oh, okay. So in a way, it's good if it's not too thick.
Yeah.
And then do they keep the same holes open and come and revisit them over several days or several weeks? Or Matt, can you think of anything else, or?
No. Maybe tomorrow after we are out
once
there.
We've been out there.
Yeah, to see it. So it's hard to.
So when? How would we meet up with Davis tomorrow?
Unfortunately, he doesn't have a phone. Yeah. check out Gordon's legal message.
Okay.
Your